Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So it was a rough weekend here. A lot of national news, international news, about a jailbreak involving 10 individuals that got out. There are now T-shirts, bumper stickers, and everything else because the inmates themselves said on the whole that they busted out in the wall of the jail. Too easy. Exclamation point, left laughing out loud, LOL. And that's kind of taken on a life of its own with the humor of our community. I saw a bumper sticker that says, we break for OPP passengers, and it goes on and on. The net effect of all of this, folks, is that none of this is any good, right? And the immediate aftermath of someone breaking out of a jail is where you really stand up and you recognize whether or not the internal controls that you have within the jail are working or they're not. And the fact that they believe that these individuals escaped somewhere around 1 o'clock, however, not discovering that they had escaped until around 8:30, 10 of them, is a huge problem. They also preliminarily had the number 11 that was put out there, and that was modified because they had not recognized nor realized that an individual had been moved from that area of the jail to another area of the jail, which is another breakdown in communication, because if you can't figure out on that particular pod, tier, whatever they're calling this piece of geography in the jail, the names and the status roster of who's actually in that section of the jail, and that's a little bit uncertain, that becomes a problem. Becomes a huge problem. Because from the very beginning, you're not able to embrace, implement, execute on protocols and notifications, and they decided to not to do so. So the other day when we talked about this briefly, I was a little reluctant to talk about it. A lot of people asking me to say something. I knew that there was going to be a lot more information coming out, and it did, and it didn't get any better. In fact, it got worse. Now they're talking about whether or not there was an inside deal. You see this a lot of times, not all the times. I'm not so certain that I would have jumped to that conclusion as quick as they did here. I think I would have taken a much more measured approach in order to get my hands around the guards there so that I could interview them immediately, get them in, get them interviewed, get them on paper, read right, see where this thing is going before I start making any of these overtures about this. Everyone in the back of, their mind knows that that's a potential issue. And the way that you respond to this is that we will leave no stone unturned. There are any number of possibilities inside of a facility that lead to this outcome. They're pretty apparent to everyone. Anyone who's ever worked in the business, I have worked there in a jail and have managed a jail. So know the processes. It is, let there be no mistake, it is the most difficult asset in the criminal justice system to manage. In all fairness to Susan Hudson, there's not a singular other asset out there that's as difficult to manage as a jail, bar none, not even close. But that doesn't mean that you're inefficient, ineffective, inept. And when you start out calling them residents, you create a mindset that they are something that everybody in society knows them to be something else. Now, if I'm called a resident every day, it's hard to believe that they don't believe that they shouldn't be free, right? They're not really embracing the magnitude of the situation, of what they're facing. It's kind of a mixed message. Your freedom is restricted because you are to believe to have engaged in criminal conduct. You've already met a standard, a probable cause standard. More likely than not, you committed this crime. Why would we want to soft pedal this? Why would we want to call them anything other than what they are? I mean, at the very basic level, residents don't escape from their home, right? It's their home, if they're truly a resident, right? They don't leave nasty messages for others that are managing their residence to try and make fun of them. Because the way this works inside of a jail is there's a badge of honor every time that they can embarrass a security guard. Can you imagine working in a facility where the folks that you're watching are looking for every proclivity? They're looking for patterns. They're looking for opportunities to engage in something. They're intentionally engaging in certain things to embarrass deputies because they wear that as a badge of honor. They try to make you look bad. They try to make you make a mistake because that's how they amuse themselves. There's nothing else for them to do but that. So the flip side, and to beat back on that mindset that it's fair to say, that almost every inmate in a jail embarks upon and engages on that, is to keep the level of uncertainty as to what's going on in a jail from their perspective at an all-time high, right? So you don't develop consistent patterns about what you do, what you say, how you respond. You don't share personal information. You're not putting your information out on Facebook or Twitter or otherwise where there are leverage points that these individuals would be more than happy to press on those friction points to make you miserable, to try and have you become careless. It's not a pretty place to work, but it's a very important place to work. And it's one that protocols, standard operating procedures and otherwise, may be more important inside that jail than any other place within the criminal justice system. Because when they are lax, What happens is you're able to remove a stainless steel toilet bowl piece of equipment off a wall, disconnect it, have them not even know it's broken, and start chiseling out a hole in order to render an escape.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You have to be on your P's and Q's every day. You have to know exactly where people are within the jail facility every moment of every day. Because if you have to take an account of these individuals, you need to know real time, in a moment's notice, where everyone is. There's a master traffic cop that has a log of where everybody is in that facility. Plain and simple. And without it, it's not going to work. And if there's a void in the appearance of a deputy on a particular pod or tier or whatever they call it, for periods of time that they're able to leave where they're unsupervised for a couple of hours, guess what happens during those 2 hours? They're doing things that they ought not be doing. And if they know that the cameras are down and they're not, in fact, working, so there's no observation of them at all, it gets progressively less. Now, what's really interesting is that when this sheriff goes to the mic and starts complaining about cameras that aren't working, right? And that it is a problem. She has dollars available to her within that budget. We've seen her willingness to pay overtime for other things, to pay hotel rooms, to send people on trips on the nickel of the sheriff's office, whether it's training or annual trips with the relative criminal justice associations, whichever those may be, that the priorities maybe aren't there. Maybe we should make sure that the cameras are in fact working. It would make sense. And already this has looked like a three-ring circus, right? So we're starting the blame game, and we hadn't even released the name. We hadn't even figured out how many inmates actually left. Right? I should say escaped. Residents leave. Inmates escape. There was an interesting observation made by the governor yesterday. And he's right. What we are experiencing here, not only the escape, but the manner in which this was handled in the aftermath of the escape, the inability to pull all of the information together on this issue, the fact that there were 6, possibly 7 hours that passed before we ever knew about the escape, this is emblematic of a progressive mentality, right? Like calling them residents. It's a progressive mentality. It's this notion that if you're going to address folks in a more lenient, socially accepted way, as opposed to inmate, or if they're in there for a felon, you know, progressives like to put alleged felon, the alleged in all caps and the felon in small letters, is probably the best way to illustrate the ideology and practice. It drives them nuts that all of the safeguards that have been outlined by our Constitution have been met and these individuals are actually in jail, and that they have probably earned the right to be called whatever it is that we choose to call them at that point in time. But we're so stuck in the ideology that we're not minding the P's and Q's. It would be interesting to know how many shakedowns they had on that particular unit. A shakedown is when you go in there and the individual steps out of his cell and you start checking the cell. Under the bed, this, you pull on the bed, you pull on the straps, metal straps that are support of the bed to see if any of them have been broken. The weld has been eroded away so that that ultimately doesn't become a shank by simply rubbing it on a concrete wall or the concrete floors, making it sharper so it'll be just like a knife. Or the utilization of toilet paper being braided into a rope that is capable of holding 200 pounds of weight. Or toothbrushes that are now lined up as being able to puncture someone as a shank. And the list goes on and on and on and on. I mean, we used to, every time we found something innovative, put it on a board, so all of our deputies could see all the new, innovative tools and apparatus that had been constructed out of pieces and parts inside of that jail. Without the shakedowns, you don't ever really know what's going on. You got to move the equipment around. Had they shook that place down, one of the things you would have done is stand on the side of that toilet facility and lean up against it to see if it would move. And if it would have moved in the slightest bit, you would look to see whether or not there was any type of caulking or any other fastener that was there that has been damaged, or better yet, removed. Whether or not that particular unit can be lifted off the ground. Just by simply bending over with your gloved hands, picking up the bowl and seeing whether or not it can be easily moved. And if it can, you conduct an investigation, you go back to your protocols, you go back to your SOP, and you figure out in the previous 30 days who didn't do what, when, why, and how when they were supposed to do it. Now, the remediation can come in all kinds of different forms. Additional training, maybe letter of reprimand, suspension, termination, depending on the severity of the violation. But these are the things that you do day in and day out in order to do that. Now, residents don't get, you know, you don't do that. You know, you're staying in a hotel, and that's kind of like what this is. The maid comes in, you have a nice little interaction. What can I get for you? You know, if you could leave me a couple of extra sheets for my bed, and then we'd recognize, well, you know, maybe they're trying to make a rope. Maybe they'll hang themselves. Maybe this, maybe that. The mentality has got to change. I'm making light of it, folks. I don't suspect that any of this actually really occurred. But when that ideology permeates through a facility that you don't really mean business, that you understand that they're to make you look like a fool, and in this case, they got the Oscar. They made Sheriff Susan Hudson and her staff look like fools. Even more so of what they were not able to pull together after the 10 inmates left the facility. After they escaped, that was bad enough, but it got worse. It got worse. Because some of the lowest hanging fruit of the notification to other law enforcement agencies and everything else was delayed. I will bet you my bottom dollar it was delayed because they had difficulty pulling all of the data together on the 10, originally reported as 11, individuals that had escaped. That is the telltale of the breakdown of this situation, plain and simple. And a true New Orleans form, things have gone crazy, right? We have t-shirts, we have bumper stickers, we have a DA who's already now decided, well, now's the time that I endorse this sheriff's opponent. Really? Now's the time? That couldn't wait? We don't have to, we got to add another ring to this three-ring circus that's going to be reported on nationally throughout the state and otherwise, that during the course, we've got an upcoming election that right now is the moment. The moment that we should endorse that sheriff's opponent. And we'll go ahead and just make it political right here. Really? You got another, hold on to your hat, long period of time that you got to work with this individual, right? And here we go. And guess who's going to suffer? It ain't going to be either of those two. It's going to be you, me, and everybody else. So we just add more rings. We'll see where this goes. I love the way the governor's handling this. Put the AG in charge of the investigation. Let's get to the bottom of it. Let's get the basic jail guidelines. It's what we all run our jails by. Let's get DOC experts in the matter to go in, do a quick audit, find out whether or not there are any deficiencies. What would have been nice is that DOC would remove their prisoners from that facility real time, every time they're ready. What's irritating is when you hear about prisoners that were sentenced months ago that have not gone back to the judge for the sentencing. I'm sure there were some pre-sentence investigations ordered. I don't know how long those that is taken to get completed. If it's too long, the governor needs to get all over that because that's on his side of the balance sheet. That's something that they're responsible for with probation and parole. And once the commitment papers are done, which is requiring the clerk, and the clerk ought to have mandates, no commitment takes longer than 10 days. End of the story. None. 10 days or there's a sanction so that we can get these inmates out of the local jails and get them into DOC. It creates more capacity for us, and we're not having to worry about these long-termers sitting in the jail. I would agree with the sheriff. Long-termers sitting in a short-term jail is not a good idea. Never has been, never will be. It's a challenge. It's not insurmountable. Again, it's all about the operation, the SOP, the matrix that you're going to adhere to, all of that. And it is a pretty feeble excuse. But if you want the system to work appropriately, everybody has to stand up and do their thing, especially in an overcrowded situation. because you are stressing every part of the system every second, every minute, every hour of the day. Plain and simple. And then you overlay that with inadequate human capital. And this issue's not going away. There's no panacea solution. Maybe there should be a commission that comes in and looks at this in the aftermath of this, and once we hopefully catch these seven criminal knuckleheads running around that are disrupting our society. And now, if you don't think we have stretched budgets already, we had to hear the city say they're $70 million in a deficit now. Guess how much overtime they're going to have to put to this endeavor? It's going to get worse. It's not going to get any better. This is all about prioritization. Where do we want to put this money? We cannot be all things to all people. And we find ourselves every time, you know, we get dollars dropping out of the sky, we start thinking about all these programs that we can spend on, and we can't afford the ones that we have now. Why did I say that? Because this is what happens. You lose sight of the basics. It becomes a distraction, a deflection. The sheriff went through it all. Deflected, she denied, she's evaded. Now she's not even having press conferences. Wow. Good for you, Sheriff. That's what credible leaders do. They shut down access to the public and the media in the midst of a crisis. Perfect. Got it. Because I guess our counterattacks didn't work. We'll be right back.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, Ford. America.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day mega sale is on now. Save up to 40% site wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day mega sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.